Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what today is?
It's Friday the 13th.
That's right. We're going to have some fun with the great debate a little later on with that here too this morning. But yeah.
I will point out I was married on a Friday the 13th. So
There you go. All right. So what do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
The Grammys have announced that they are going to introduce a new category for next year called Best Traditional Country Album. And a current category called Best Country Album will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album. So there's going to be a traditional and then a contemporary, because this stems from the backlash for Beyonce winning Best Country Album last year, because some fans kind of dispute whether you could consider that country.
Yeah.
So now the Grammys are going to do two different versions.
Okay.
Luke Combs apparently once hated country music for a decade while growing up. So now he wants to help destigmatize country for other haters out there. He said, though the genre might not be for everyone, some parts of the genre could be for anyone.
Yeah, it's true. You can find, you know, even if you grew up listening to classic rock and stuff like that, just fire up Chris Stapleton.
Right?
You can come around in no time.
Apparently, sometimes when a golfer John Daly gets drunk, he likes to call Zach Top, and this is what Zach had to say about it.
John Daly FaceTiming me every few days. He just will be in a bar drunk somewhere, and my song comes on or something, and he just calls me up, and he's like, hey, he calls me son. He's like, hey, son, what are you doing? And I don't know, we're just about to get on stage or whatever. And he's like, well, just wanted to let you know your dad loves you. I'll talk to you later. It's just like, that's what I needed to hear before the show.
Yeah.
It's the friggin' best.
John Daly.
Could you imagine, though, every few days getting a call like that?
My favorite athlete of all time. Man, if I could just live one day in John Daly's shoes.
No kidding, right?
I would be probably unhealthy.
Rhett Atkins received the Non-Performing Songwriter Icon Award by the National Music Publishers Association.
Right on.
And his son, Thomas Rhett, was in the house to honor him with a song that they wrote together. But here's a part of Rhett's emotional acceptance speech.
I have not cried in 20 years, I don't think. And, I don't know how. So I'm like, I just saw it connect. I mean, only God could do this. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God. Thomas Rhett, thank you for doing that. I never would have dreamed. All the years we sat in the kitchen playing guitars and writing little dumb songs, and turned out to be this. Thank you, Thomas Rhett, for doing this today.
There you go.
Yeah. Some love before Father's Day.
No kidding. Absolutely. Yeah, great way to put it there, Sarah. And that is your Country Music Insider today.